Let's talk about another overheated market, the one for hybrid vehicles. Last year, Congress approved legislation giving consumers who buy them a tax credit on their 2006 federal return. It is a substantial incentive, but it's also complicated, as NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Hybrids still represent a small part of the overall vehicle market. Last year, there were just 200,000 sold in the U.S., but by expanding the federal tax incentive for the gas-electric vehicles, Congress and the federal government hope to offset some of their extra cost and convince more consumers to buy them.
I decided on a Prius because it's the best of the hybrids.
72-year-old Roy Krebs is at a Toyota dealership near Washington, D.C., picking up his shiny new 2006 model Toyota Prius. Krebs, a retired military man, likes the idea of getting a tax credit, but he says he decided to buy a hybrid because he believes the vehicles are an important first step toward conserving energy and cleaning up the air.
The timing was entirely based on the tax credit. Had the tax credit for 2006 been the same as it was in 2005, I would probably have purchased in 2005. But the tax was the real driver.
Under the new energy bill signed into law last summer, drivers who buy a hybrid this year qualify for a tax credit rather than a tax deduction they had under the old law. Though the credit begins to phase out after a manufacturer sells 60,000 of the vehicles. The Prius qualifies for one of the largest tax credits, around $3,150. That's important since hybrids still cost $3,000 to $9,000 more than a comparable conventional vehicle. The amount of the credit is based on a complicated formula of weight and miles per gallon, along with the estimated lifetime fuel savings of a hybrid versus a comparable car or light truck. But there are those who question how subsidizing hybrid buyers does much to reduce energy consumption.
I don't understand what the obsession is over moving everybody into a hybrid car.
Jonathan Skinner is an economics professor at Dartmouth. He says shifting someone from a large SUV to a smaller, more fuel-efficient model can save more oil than shifting someone from an already fuel-efficient vehicle to a hybrid.
Just getting out of an Expedition and into a Honda Pilot will save you a huge amount of oil. In fact, it will save you as much oil as three Priuses will use in an entire year.
But picking up his brand-new silver 2006 Toyota Prius, Roy Krebs appears pleased with his decision. And sitting down with a salesman for a demonstration of his new car's features, he has a gleam in his eye like a kid at Christmas.
Put your foot on the brake and press the power button. And now we're on.
And up it comes. And it says ready.
And it's ready.
Krebs says even without the tax incentive, he still probably would have purchased a hybrid, though he called the more than $3,000 tax credit he hopes to get when he files his federal income taxes next year the whipped cream on top of the chocolate sundae. Consumers who bought a hybrid last year won't be getting a credit. Instead, they'll qualify for a $2,000 income tax deduction. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson, Diana Douglas, and Julia Bailey. Our production staff includes Christine Arrowsmith, Ben Bergman, Wilma Consul, Claudette Lindsay Haberman, Steve Monroe, Emily Oxenschlager, and Joel Riddle, with Cindy Carpian and Melissa Yeager-Miller at NPR West. Our senior editor is Bruce Oster. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.